Each Friday morning, we're joined by WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. He keeps track of government policies taking shape on Beacon Hill and the politicians who shape them. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, this week, we were introduced to a new power player in state government, and that's the Cannabis Control Commission chairman, Stephen Hoffman. He's got quite a bit of work ahead of him. So tell us a little more about him.
Hoffman, he made his debut in front of the press. He's going to be the head of a 5-member panel that's going to regulate the new marijuana industry in the state. Hoffman himself describes himself as a startup guy. He's got a lot of business executive experience. He used to work for Bain and Company, the investment firm. Remember, this team is going to regulate everything from cultivation of seeds and plants to retail packaging and safety and licensing these pot shops. So it really is a startup, not just startup company, but a startup industry. Marijuana is going to take shape between now and summer 2018 when these retail shops are supposedly going to open up.
So Hoffman is not exactly known for supporting the use of marijuana, though, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. He told us this week that he opposed the ballot question, the particular ballot question that voters had to choose on in November, but he's not opposed to the idea of legalizing marijuana. And he actually told us that he wasn't opposed to using marijuana in his high school and college time, but also just last year when he was in Colorado on the 4th of July, he and his wife, he says, went into a dispensary, bought a joint, and watched the 4th of July fireworks and enjoyed themselves, which is an example of a well-functioning marijuana market that he's now in charge of putting in place here in Massachusetts.
In other news, there's quite a bit of action in Washington this week and another debut of sorts. Governor Charlie Baker was testifying before Congress for his first time. What did he tell the U.S. Senate?
Baker brought all of his wonky healthcare executive know-how down to D.C. to urge the Senate to stabilize the healthcare market and not to hobble states by repealing huge parts of the Affordable Care Act or stalling different kinds of payments that people, at least here in Massachusetts and in other states, rely on to keep their coverage. Baker never gets too exercised about much, especially when he's speaking about one of his wonky favorites like healthcare. But he had an awful lot of data to share with the Senate about Massachusetts' now 11-year-old experiment with universal coverage.
Letting that data speak for itself then. Although he kind of sounded a little bit like U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. That's probably not exactly a comparison that he would like as he's a Republican.
Yeah, probably not. But on this issue, they have a lot in common. They both want to stabilize the market and prevent the national GOP from doing anything too drastic to Obamacare. Then again, also politically speaking, Baker does need a lot of Democrats to vote for him next year to get elected. There just aren't enough Republicans in the state to elect a governor. He needs those moderates. And when it comes to what the feds should do about health care, Warren and Baker, they're on the same page, even if Warren's a little bit more outspoken and radical about it.
Let's listen to a clip from yesterday's testimony when Warren questioned Baker about a GOP plan to cut federal spending on healthcare here in Massachusetts.
But does that mean that the federal government will save $146 million in Massachusetts expenditures?
Actually, no. You would end up at the federal level paying more, and net, it would be a negative for the federal government over the course of the next 10 years.
Right. In fact, I think it's about $194 billion nationwide.
And actually, in that clip, you could just kind of hear how Warren knew exactly how Baker was going to respond. She knows what's going on in Massachusetts and what the particular GOP programs they're proposing, how those programs are going to affect how Massachusetts does healthcare here.
Warren wasn't the only popular National Democrat Baker got along with yesterday. Minnesota Senator Al Franken agreed with Baker that another GOP health plan would harm both high-coverage states.
This Graham-Cassidy plan would be not beneficial to states like yours and like mine.
Correct.
That do cover, I think we may be second in the country. So.
You just need to know my mom is a Democrat from Rochester, Minnesota.
I so love you.
That comment says a lot. So what's next back at the State House, Mike?
Lawmakers are finally back after their August break. They're back in the building. They got hearings. They got some sessions lined up, and they're going to get back to work on what should be a very busy fall agenda. I would say first things first is, as always, the state budget. Right now, Democrats want to restore a bunch of the spending items that Baker vetoed from the budget in the spring in order to balance it. The problem is tax revenues are still way down. The August revenue numbers, it was a bad month. So right now, House Speaker Bob DeLeo and Senate President Stan Rosenberg, they need to balance all that earmark spending they want to put back into the budget with how much money the state actually has to spend. And that's a very delicate balance.
And I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on it as the legislature resumes its work this fall. That's WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean from Beacon Hill. Thanks so much, Mike.
Always a pleasure.